See if you can sneak on in here and get close enough to see my phone, because I want to show you a picture of something. Or maybe even you can sit here, but I want us to see this. Oh, there's a bunch of us. That's good to see so many of us. You're going to sit right there. Your poor sister. So, remember I've been doing this series on things that I found in Sunday school, and I love to bring an object down here, but this is on the wall, so I couldn't bring the wall down here. But this is, do you see it? It's a picture of a bunch of books, right? It's in the classroom. You're exactly right. You guys have seen this. It's in your classroom. It's a bunch of books, but why do you think there's a picture of a bunch of books? Because it's what?
Those are the books of the Bible.
Those are the books of the Bible. Very nice. These guys are very smart. So let me ask you this. Those are the books of the Bible. If I zoom in, you can see they all have different names on them, right? You can see names on the books, and those are there to help us remember what the books of the Bible are. Now, here's a question for you. How many books are in the Bible?
66.
These guys are on the ball today. Very nice. So the Bible is one book, but it's a book with 66 books. And you can see they're in different colors here. So we can see not only are 66, but they group together. So some of them are books of law, and some are books of history, and some are books of poetry. And there's major prophets. Those are long books. And there's minor prophets. Those are short books, right? There's books that are called gospels and books that are epistles. That's a fancy word for letters. And then there's a book of prophecy, the Revelation. So if you haven't memorized them yet, and most of us haven't, right? The thing is, so when you go into Sunday school class, you can look up there and see those names and read them from time to time and get familiar with them, okay? So that's important that that's there. How many books?
66.
Does anybody here know them all by heart?
Yes,
he said. So the son says yes, but his sister says no. I'm going to guess. Adults, how many know them all in order? Okay. So there's something for us all to work on. To know the word of God, that God has spoken to us about his love and about who he is and about Jesus the Savior in these books, right? So I'm glad that on Sunday school you can look at the wall and be reminded of what those books are, right? Okay, so next time you're up there, look at them. Some of you recognize it. That's our children's message for today, so you can return to your places, and we'll sing together the hymn of the day.